This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We will begin with a couple of items that, while important and newsworthy, don't take all that long to explain, so we won't. Item number one, the debt limit. The Senate passed it this afternoon with very little fuss, it must be said. It goes to the president and, in theory, will be set until March next year. Item number two, the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare. The White House released new numbers on enrollment today. 1.9 million people have signed up through healthcare.gov. Another 1.5 million or so through state exchanges. About a quarter of the total are young adults. That is a slight increase in that percentage. And in theory, that's a good thing because those young adults are healthier, again, in theory, and thus cheaper for insurance companies to deal with. There is another health story in the news today about mammograms. A huge new study from the British Medical Journal says the standard screening test might not be all that effective when it comes to saving lives. 90,000 women were studied over 25 years, and the conclusion was that there was no difference in breast cancer deaths between women who got mammograms and those who were given a breast exam by a nurse. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith has more now on a big part of the medical industry.
Around 37 million mammograms are performed every year in the U.S. They cost about $100 a piece, and that's not always money well spent, says Dr. Stephen Narod, one of the study's authors.
Our conclusion is if it worked, we would see it.
Narod says this study is just the latest of many that have found mammograms to be ineffectual for most women. Still, mammograms remain one of the most widely used medical screenings. Nearly three-quarters of women over 40 have had one in the past year, and study findings have been widely disputed.
The pushback comes from two sides. One is radiologists, and secondly, the patients themselves.
Narod says there's a lot of fear-mongering in the marketing of mammograms from the companies that make the machines and from radiologists.
There is a driver here.
J.B. Silvers is a professor of healthcare finance. He says years of awareness campaigns and marketing have patients demanding the tests and a lot of doctors prescribing them.
The whole idea of medicine is do no harm. That doesn't say do cost effective. So if it looks like something might be of value and might be able to help you out, there's a big incentive to go ahead and do it.
But there can be real harm in taking unneeded tests, says epidemiologist Cornelia Baines, who co-authored the study.
We end up with one screen-detected cancer in three being overdiagnosed, and that means women got breast cancer therapy that they really didn't need.
In a statement, the American College of Radiology said mammograms have saved millions of lives and the study is deeply flawed and didn't include the most updated screening technology. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.